We are on Daf Nun Dalet Amid Beis. Let us again start the beginning of the sugya to get into the swing of the sugya. This is around 9 lines from the bottom. Omar Rav Nachman Kisela Kiyeser Mikisela. If it says in Amokim that a sela is straight, there it's talking about by the Gilgoylis, a talfus of the Gilgoylis, that's Choser Kisela. So a Kisela has a din of Kiyesami Kisela. And just like Yesami Kisela is straight, is a Kisela also straight. That means a sela mitzumtzum is straight. Kiyeser, it says in our Mishnah, that if the gargeres is chaser ke'iser, so the din is ke'iser is like ke'iser, ke'yeser mi'ke'iser. So that means, Rav Nachman is telling us that when the Mishnah says a shir in Tarfis, so it means a shir mitzumtzim, that an iser is straight, that a sela is treif, and as we'll see as the sugya progresses, that by ksomim we don't say like that. By ksomim we say the shir is, it's tome ke gris, and there a gris is tak a toir, it means a little bit more than a gris. But al koponim, here Rav Nachman is saying, when we're saying the shiurei tarfis of sela in iser, so a sela mitzumtzim and an isa mitzumtzim atreif. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, kisela ki yeser mi kisela. Hechad ishir rabbonon kisela. When Chazal said a shir of tarfus, that is kisela. Kegoyim. Gabi plukte de shedre ve gogoyles. The machlekes. Beishami beisuhu by a shedre ve gogoyles. Disnan kamo chesorin b'shedrin, that if the shedrin, how many chulyas does it have to be missing in order that the shedrin should not be metame to mesoil? Ube gulgoyles, how much does the gulgoyles have to be missing that it shouldn't be metame boil? B'shami moimim kemole mikdoch by gulgoyles. B'sil oimrim kedei shiyinotl min achai v'yomis. A different shir. That means the shir of Beis Hillel that says that if there is kedeshi and not min achai v'yomais, then it is not metame ba'oil. Who adin by this shir it's treifa also. Bamrinin bebchayres beperik aleilu mumin. Kamo kedeshi yinotol min achai v'yomais. What is the shir? Kadesh yotel min achai. If this would be nechsa from the Gilgoyles that he died, kisela. Ve'is the omri hosam de b'masnisen tone kisela. So there's a gemore, there's a baraisa that say that according to Beis Hillel, if there'll be nechsa from the Gilgoyles, asela, so the behemoth will be treif. Vashminen Rav Nachman Hoche Dechishio Rabbonon Kisela. When the Rabbonon said that Asela is Matrif, Asela Metzumtzum Koma. They're speaking about something that is exactly Asela. Dechihavi Metzumtzum Dine Kiyasame Chesela. Just like more than Asela is a greater Chesela than Sicha Treif, so Asela is also Treif. So that, so we have a shir kisela by the Gilgoyles, that is matrif, and Rav Nachman says, a shir mitzumtzum of a kisela is matrif. Ki isa is, we have in our Mishnah that a isa, chesor and isa by the gargeres is matrif. Is ki yesa michisa, is equivalent to yesa michisa, is also matrif. Gabi mesnisim. Is nan at kama techoser. V'neima da kati ksheira. The Mishnah says, how much does it have to be missing and it'll still be kosher? Do gabi elu ksheiris kaimino. We're speaking about elu ksheiris. Uktoni ad kama ksheira bechisorim. How much till when is it kosher? Ad ke'isa. V'kiven da'have ke'isa. Since it has the shira v'nisa, areyu ke'yesa mecha'isa utreif. Fine. So, the while we had a member of Rav Nachman, that the shiurim that are mentioned legabi treife, are shiurim mitzumtzomim, and these shiurim are so just like more. I mean, just like more zichet treif, this is also treif. Now, from this member of Rav Nachman, the Gemara derives another limud. Alma kasava Rav Nachman ad veloi ad beklal. So let us see Rashi. Alma kasava hodiktoni masnisen. If we will assume that an iser mitzumtzum is treif, as the Mishnah says, ad ke iser kesheirom. The Mishnah says, veiluk sheiris bebehemom. Ad kamo tersar. How much does it have to be missing? Ad ke isarei talkim. It's kosher till it's missing an isarei talkim. Lav ad va'ad bechlal komar. So we see from Rav Nachman, we do not translate ad va'ad bechlal ad. It is kosher till an isarei talkim, which would and if you say ad va'ad bechlal means an isarei talkim is also kosher. And the first becomes treif. If it's a little more than Isari Talkim. So we see from Rav Nachman that if he said that an Isari Talki is treif, so we see from him when it says ad, lav ad va'ad bechlal koma, ela ad v'loi ad bechlal. We say it is kosher till an Isari Talki, an Isari Talki is treif, or he koma, ad ke Isar, kshere. V'loi ad bechlal koma. Avo ke'isar atmoi treife. Da'al kochoch ad v'masnisen ad kashrus koyim. The Mishnah is speaking about till when is it kosher. V'eilu k'sheiris. The Mishnah is speaking about k'sheiris. And it says ad ke'isar. So al kochoch v'ochikoma ad kama techoser. How much does have to be missing? V'neimu akatik sheiri, uktoni ad ke'isa, till a ke'isa, it's still kosher till a isa. The atreifus koi leishach lemisnei ad, because we're talking about sheiris, alat kamar teichosa, teitreife ke'isa. It's bekitza, from that, what Rav Nachman was megala to us, that an isa, chesoren isa by the gargeres is treif, Nisa Metzumtzum is treif, we derive from that Rav Nachman, when it said ad, he understood ad means ad v'loi ad bechlal. Because it's mucha from our Mishnah, if a kisser is treif, so then it has to be ad v'loi ad bechlal. So now the Gemara is going to bring other cases where it says ad, and what will Rav Nachman hold over there? Eisvei rove le Rav Nachman. So Rav asked Akasha to Rav Nachman, Chevel hayoytzi min hamita. Now they used to go, Bizman Chazal, the mita was made out of four boards, they made a rectangle, made a form out of four boards, and then they used to take rope, and they used to be misarig the rope, and that was in the place of springs, and then they put on top of that a mattress. So they were misarig the mita with chavolim. So the Mishnah says, chevel hayoytze min hamita. If you have extra rope, and now after you were misarig the mita, you have some of this rope that is sticking out of the mita. Is ad chamisha tfochim, till chamisha tfochim is toher. That means, a rope mitzad atzmoi is not mekabel tumme, because you need orik, it has to be woven in order to be mekabel tumme. Now, if this rope would be mishamish the mitzah, so then it would become like a chalik of the mitzah, And if the meat is mekabel tumah, so it's also mekabel tumah. It becomes a part of the meat there. Till 5 tfachim, there's no use whatsoever with this rope. It is not usable. There's no shimush to the meter. So this rope is toyer. It's toyer if the meter became tummy, but this rope that is not a chelik of the meter is toyer. So the Gemara says, my love, chamisha kilamata, that chamisha tvachim is a din like arba tvachim, ad chamisha tvachim toyer. The Gemara understood, ad vi ad bechlal. My love, chamisha kilamata. And that is not the way Rav Nachman translated ad. Rav Nachman from our Mishnah's Mukhachi translated ad v'loy ad bechlal. So the Gemara says, loy, no, chamisha kilamayla, no. Rav Nachman has a shita, ad v'loy ad bechlal, so it means till 5 tvachim, it is toyer. If it is 5 tvachim long, then it is mekabel tumah. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Chevel ha-yoytzi, la'acha shenistarga kol ha-mita, nishar min ha-chevel, ha-chelek of the chevel is left over v'toli b'mita. Ad hei tvachim toyer. The cotton, who, because this rope is small, v'eini roi l'klum, it is, doesn't have any shimush. Shilkoch lehavi min ha-mita. So it's not a chelik of the mita. One of the shimushim of the mita. Ve'im nitmeis ha-mita toyo. So this rope, even though it's one long rope, the chelik of the rope that is as a chelik of the mita, that's mekabel tumah. That's mita. This rope that is sticking out is has no shaykhes with the mita. So this is not mekabel tumah. So it says, Ad chamisha tvachim toyer, my love chamisha kilamata, kepochus may be toyer. The cottonu, it's small. Alma ad viad bechlau, that we translate ad vad bechlau. So Mo says, loy chamisha kilamalo. Chamisha is like more than chamisha, ki yaisa me chamisha. Betome, ki diktoni taima bemeseches kelim. Mechamisha va'ad asora tome. If it is 5 tvachim till 10 tvachim, it is tome. Because then it has a shimush. What is the shimush? So one shimush is shaboy koishchin esapsochim. When one purchased a korban pesach, so there's an inyan to be mekasher the korban pesach to the mita. Zeichel pesach mitzrayim. Dersiv Yisro Chag Bad Voisim, Dersiv Oye Lechem Le Mishmeresh, so Memele, so this was a chelik of the Shimushe Amite, that you have Amite, that you could strap to the Mite, the Korban Pesach, that's one Shimush. Uboi Mishal Shalin Es Amite, if you want to lower the Mite, you want to table the mitzvah, so they used to hold onto the rope and used to table the mitzvah in the mikvah. The mitzvah was tamei, or they wanted to lower the mitzvah from one floor to a floor underneath. They just held onto the rope and they let it down. So if it had 5 tvachim or more, it had a use to it. The mitzvah needed this use and. So then it's mekabel tumah. So Al Kapon of Rav Nachman says that the kert that 5 tvachim is mekabel tumah. So ad v'lo yad beklal. Fine. Toshma, it says further, mehei v'ad asore tumah. Now what's asore? My love asore kilamato, asore tvachim also has a, this rope is still usable for the tzolchei amitah. So here we say asore kilamata. So Moses says loy asore kilamai. Rav Nachman sticks to his guns. No, asore is already too much. That means till asore, this rope has a use for the mita. So this rope will be mekabel tumah from asore and further. The extra length of the rope has no use whatsoever. The mita doesn't need it. So it's like not mekabel tumah. And again, we say ad ולא יד בכלל. לד עשי רשי, בעד עשור את עמי כדי פרשינים עם עשור לחוץ טויר, די יויס המידה יש, this too much rope, ועומד לי קוצה, it's עומד to be cut off, you don't need so much rope, וחבו בפני עצמי, לא מקבל תומד, זה טוב עבור יבינים במסך השבס, מי להב עשור כלמטה, ותומי, על מעד ועד בכלל, so he says no, מהעשור מלמיילו. תושמה, הדקן שבקלי חרס. Now, here the Mishnah is speaking about a kli cheres, and it's speaking about two cases. Hadakin shebe kli cheres, a small kli cheres. So the Mishnah is going to tell us there's a shear of how small it can be in order to be mekabel tume. A kli cheres needs a toich. So we'll see the Mishnah is telling us the shear, how the minimum size that the toich has to be. Hadakin shebe kli cheres hein, so the hein is going on a kli cheres. Then it speaks about another din. V'kal keroi seyem, what if you had a larger kli cheres, and it broke, and you have left over the shulayim of the kli cheres. Or v'doifnei seyem, or you have left over from the walls of the kli cheres, Yaishvin Shaloi Misumachim, that these the Shulayim, the Daifin, is Yaishiv without smicha. That means you can put it down and it supports itself. Is Shiuron Bhdei Sichas Kofi. So that means now here we're speaking about, let us, the second thing we're speaking about as follows. We had a kli cheres that was mekabel tumah. Now the kli cheres broke, but it's left over the shulayim of the kli cheres, which has a similar shimush that the kli cheres had. Just like the kli cheres was mekabel shemen, let us say. So the shulayim or the doifin is vaita mekabel shemen. So if the doifin or the shulayim can be mekabel kedei sichas koton, shiurim bechdei sichas koton, so then the halacha is, so they're still mekabel tume. It is considered that they still have the old keli. Before the keli was bigger, it was mekabel more, but it still is mekabel. So the shir is kedei sichas kot. Now before we go further, let us see Rashi. Hadakim shebekli cheres, kli cheres dakin. Hein v'kalker reisayim, v'doif neisayim, yoishvin shalom besamochim. Bein shehein atzmo, ein machzikin elo kedei sichas kot. That's the first case. Hadakim shebekli cheres, that the whole keli bishlei musoi is only mekabel kedei sichas koton, oy shenishberu, or the kli cheres was larger, the kli cheres broke, v'nishavu, and is left over, kalkerei seyem, what does that mean? Shulayim shalem, the bottom of the keli, oy doifnei seyem, or the walls of the keli, nishavu, v'yecholim, now these shulayim and these walls, Yechaylim leishev levadam, b'loy smicha, that means they're self-supporting. You put them down on a table, and they won't, they're self-supporting, and they could be mekabel mashke. Is atayin klihay. So they're still considered a keli. Vishiyuron, and the shir is, in order that it should have a shem keli, so we have here two shiurim of kedei sichas koton. If a person made a minute kli cheres, a dakin shebe kli cheres ein, so in order that they should be mekabel tumah, there's a minimum shiur of kedei sichas koton. And a second, then if you had a larger kli cheres, and it broke, and now you have the floor of this kli cheres, or the wall of this kli cheres, if this could still be mekabel shemen kedei sichas koton, that's also Mekabel Tome. Yeah, it's also Mekabel Tome. Then, Adlug, till Adlug. So what does Adlug mean? Shears and Nitain, Lishivre Kalim, Shloihoya, Triloson, Ella Adlug. That what he said, Ashever Kaili, can have a shame Kaili if it's Mekabel Sichas, they Sichas Cotton. That is Dafke, if the Kaili to begin with was Adlug. But what if the keli was larger than a lug? Then the din is that the shvorim are only mekabel tume if it can hold a revius halug. Come on, that means if the keli was larger to begin with, so that would it can be mekabel a sichas cotton, can the shira bei sichas cotton does not give it a shem keli. That means since it was a chelik of a larger keli, so in order that it should still be mekabel tum, it has to have a larger capacity of a base kibbul. That is what the Mishnah is saying. Shiurim bechdei sichas cotton va'ad luk till a luk. So that means we'll see by a look, the shever has to be able to be mekabel a revius a look. Now what is the taich va'ad look? My lab look kilamata, which is lechumre. That means if it had a look to begin with, it's mekabel to me. If it's mekabel kedei sichas cotton, more than a look we're mekel. Kedei sichas cotton will not be mekabel to me. My lab look kilamata. So the Gemara says, no, like, look, kilamalo. That, if I can't, it's a kule. If it's a look already, then it's not mekabel tume. If it is kadei sichas cotton, then you need that the sheva should be capable of being mekabel. Revis a look. Toshma, mi look atso, if the keli, the keli that was now nishba, before it was mekabel alug atzo, berevius. So the shever, if the shever is mekabel arevius, it is tome. My love, so kilamato. And that is a chumre, that if it had a so, and the shever is mekabel arevius alug, it is also mekabel tome. And then we say, ad va'ad v'chlau. So the Gemara says, no. Lo yiso kilamaylo. No, the ad so means ad v'loy ad v'chlau. And aso is then the by a survey, the shir of a sheva to be mekabel tume is not a revius aluk. The shir is a chatziluk. Lo yiso kilamaylo. Let us see what Rashi says. Milug atso, klisho yitchiloso yoysa milug, gen shnayim, o shloysha lugim, o yoysa atso, shir shvorov, birbiyas alug. So the Gemara says, no, so kilamaylo, vishir shvorov, bachatsi lug, kidlakamon, if it's a sorbeti, adli ad bachlal, so then we're mekel, it's not mekabel tum, it can be mekabel achatsi lug. Toshma, miso va'atso sayim, bachatziluk. From one so till so say, my lab so sayim kilamato. Again, lechumre. And if it's mekabel achatziluk, it's tome. So one says, loy so sayim kilamailo. And then the din is that so it's only mekabel tome, we'll see in Rashi, so sayim kilamaylo, vishir shvorov, b'teiras koinim, amesechas kalim, b'luk sholim. Fine. So memele, the vial, the sugya, the rehitis, loshana sugya was, we were mevarer that Rav Nachman translates ad, v'loy ad v'chlal. So we wanted to make sure there's a few mishnayas that speak about ad, And how will Rav Nachman translate like this? And the Gemara says, no, according to Rav Nachman, everything is ad, v'loy ad bechlal. Everything is ad, v'loy ad bechlal. Right? Fragt the Gemara, v'asanye, look, kilamato. You're telling me pshat like this, very nice, but we have a baraisa that explains the Mishnayis. The baraisa says not like that. Basanya, we learned in our baraisa, lug kilamato. A lug is the din like a pochas me lug. So memela by a lug, the shir, if it's mekabel kedei siches cotton, it's tome. So kilamato. If here's a so, if it has a revi, it's a lug, it's tome. So sayim kilamato. So this is Akash and Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was the one that was saying ad v'layad v'chlal. When we see clear in the Barais, it says not like that. So the Gemara answers. So the Gemara answers, hosam l'chumre. Omar Avobo, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Shiyurei Chachomim Lahachmer, Chutz Mikra Gris Shoksomim Lohokim. Fine. So just let's see the next to the last Taisvis. Hosam Lechumre, Hashta Choyza Boy Mikol Mashatiris Vavik Moy Elam. Now the Gemara falls off from the whole Sugya. We had misunderstood Rav Nachman, and the Gemara says, Rav Nachman said one thing, so Mela, all these kashas that we asked was asked because we didn't understand what Rav Nachman is saying. Now that we'll understand what Rav Nachman is saying, so there's no kasha what you're asking. But let us see what Rashi says. Vasanya luk kilamato. Alme, so the makshin is bekulu ad va'ad bechlal. So we see, we translate ad va'ad bechlal. So the Gemara says, hosam lechumre. Mishim hochi amrinin bohu ad va'ad bechlal. Does linin lechumre. That means, if this will be a chumre, the metaminon leshvorim b'shir zut, if by saying ad va'ad bechlal, so I'll come out the shvorim with a smaller shear will be tomei. So then we say ad va'ad bechlal. So v'chumre we say that a lug is like a pochas milug, and just like a pochas milug, there's a chumre that the shever, if it's mekabel kedei siches cotton, is mekabel tumme. So a lug, there's this same chumre, it's like a pochas milug. And if there's a shever of kedei siches cotton, it's mekabel tumme. So the shear, do we say that the shear is mitzumtzim or not mitzumtzim? Depends legabi what the halacha will be. Will the tzimtzim bring out a kula or a chumre? Now here, a lug, if I'll say a lug is different, so come out a kula, or come out that you need a revius a lug in order to mekabel tumme. So since lechumre, it is kedai for us to say that a lug is kepochas milug, so then we say take, that a lug is kepochas milug. Avol kisel loche isa de Rav Nachman. Yav amrinim buhu ad va'ad bechlal. If you'll say that it's ve'eluk sheires, it's kosher till isa. It's kosher till an isa, and you'll say ad va'ad bechlal. Havi kule. So then you sing a kule lachshure. Because I'm saying an iser is also kosher. Vashmine Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman gave us guidelines. To l'cholhei chediktoni ad, you don't know is ad va'ad bechalal, or ad is not ad bechalal. Zil Beile Chumre. So that's the guideline. Not I'm telling you a generality, a cloud that I say always Adva Adva Chlal. No. If you want to know if it's Adva Adva Chlal or not Adva Adva Chlal, so the Teretz is you have to know what will the Chumre be. If the Chumre will be Ad the Adva Chlal, and that's the case over here, by the Shever Keli, that means Ad Luk Kadesi Cheskotten is Mekabel Tumme. So then I say Adva Ad Bechlal. So I say a Luk also is Kadesi Cheskotten. By Treifis, if I say Ad Iser it's Kosher, so that's a Kula. So then I say Ad Beloy Ad Bechlal. So the guideline is whatever the Chumre is, that's how I teach the Va'ad. Vashmina Rav Nachman, the Cholecha Diktoni, Ad, Zil Beile Chumre. Vi Ad Va'ad V'chlal Kule. If Ad Va'ad V'chlal Zekuli, Eima Ad V'loy Ad V'chlal. Then say Ad V'loy Ad V'chlal. That means our Mishnah that says it's kosher till an Iser. So if you say Ad Va'ad V'chlal, there'll be a Kule. Then you say Ad V'loy Ad V'chlal. So Vakert, Rav Nachman is coming to tell us that the guidelines are, whatever the chumre will be, whatever will make the chumre, that's how you translate that. So now, the Omar Rabbo Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Sheyurei Chachomim Lahachme. Whatever it says Ashir, Imitzumtzum Chumrehu, if Mitzumtzum is a chumre, Sharinu Bimitzumtzum. That means all the shiurim, you have to be mishayel l'chumre. So if mitzumtzum is a chumre, by treifes, mitzumtzum is a chumre, and iser mitzumtzum is treif. So then, sherinu b'metzumtzum. So then, and a metzumtzum deke isa is trei. V'metzumtzum kule. If you'll say that here by the sheva keli, if I'll say a look, miluga lamaila. So there's a kule that it's not. That a sheva keli is not mekabel tum, it's mekabel kedei siches cotton. Then it'll be a kula if I'll say mitzumtzum is kilamayla. Then I say a lug is take, is the sheer kabbalas tum is kedei siches cotton. A little bit more than a lug, then there's a kula that kedei revi is a lug. Chutz. There's one case, there's one shear that it says a gris, and there we are makel. Sheshaninu benide, the reye kesem shaldam bebigdo ke gris tome. The misafkina lo bedam nide, when mesupik, maybe it's dam nide, that's when metama. Af agav dachi mishayres lei bemitzumtzum chumre have, that means if you say a gris is tome, so if you say mamish agris is tamei, so you machma. But the loch is lehavi tmeya ella beyaisem kegris. It's only tamei yaisem kegris. Aval kegris atzmai achzakin alei bedam machailis. There's a gris alone with toile that it's not from the ishe. It's a dam of a machailis. So memele, so it's not dam from the ishe, so we make it. Beinen kegris boi, bahochi tanya baroye kesa, v'taima. Why are we makel over here? Mishim deksamim atzman derabonon. The holding samim is midrabonon, geraisa adachosi migufa kedachsiv. Dam Yezaiva Bivsori, you find a kesem on a beged, a fillu, it is dam nide. But since, Mistama, there was no hagoshe, so, you find it on a beged, some emela, so it's, she's toil. So it's only a tumid rabbon, and here they were makel. Now let's go back to the Gemara. Zog the Gemara weiter. Zog the Gemara, Deikanami, I'll prove this to you, that these are the guidelines. That it's not, there's no standard ad, va'ad bechlal, ad, v'loy ad bechlal. There's one guideline. Whatever the chumre is, that's how you translate the ad. The ekonomi diktoni elo, da'hi chamisha kilamaylo. We learned a baraisa, we bat the chevel, before we didn't know these baraisas. So we were saying ad, v'loy ad bechlal. But now we found the baraisa chamisha, if it is chamisha tvochim, kilamaylo. What does it mean, kilamaylo? Till five tvochim, it's toil. Chamisha kilamaylo. Asara kilamato. That means if it's asara tvochim, it's toil. Asara kilamato, that is toil. So here you have the same, you were speaking about a chevel, and it says, ad chamisha is toil, ad asore is tomei, and it's translated differently. Ad chamisha means ad chamisha means ad v'loyad v'chlal, chamisha kilamaylo, and chamisha will be tomei, and asore kilamata, they will say ad v'ad v'chlal, that it's tomei. So we see that the criteria is whatever the chumru will be, that's how you translate that. Zogt Rashi Deikanami, the diktoni, luk kilamato, so kilamato mishem chumru. V'lav de neimo nami b'mokim kula advad b'chlal. That when whatever is a chumra, that's what we say. Tony alo dehi dechevum. Bring it that that's together. Tony alo dehi dechevul. Ayeti chamisha tvochem kilamayla. Tome. The ad. Tony ad chamisha toiv leyad bechlal. By chamisha we say ad veloyad bechlal. And chamisha is tome. Asor kilamata. Thy ad. Tony vad asor tome vad bechlal koma. I'm a bosa chumre ozo. We go bosa chumre. Now let us see, let's see the bottom Tosfos. Hadakim shebekli cheres, hein v'kalker oiseyem v'doif noiseyem. So it says, so the shear of, that they have to have a base kibbul of kidei siches kot. Zuktaisvis lamai de garsinen hain. That means we'll see, in the Mishnah it doesn't say hain, but in Agamar it says hain. Mashme de klicheres bitchiloson. That means this Mishnah is speaking about two cases. It's speaking about a small klicheres, and it's speaking about a sheva from a large klicheres. So in the first halacha, hadakin shebikli cheres hain. Hain is speaking about a small kli cheres. Is shiuran bechdei sichas kotten, lamai de gasin in hain, mashme de kli cheres betchiloson leichoshev kli bepochais mechdei sichas kotten. So that's what it would seem. It's talking about two cases. Kakar Hussein is speaking about a Sheva Keli. But Hain is speaking about a Kli Shalem. And it would seem that a Kli Shalem of a Kli Cheres is only Mekabel Tume if it's Mekabel Kedei Shiyos Siches Kot. V'ad Lud Diktoni. Now it says Shiyuran Bechdei Siches Kot and V'ad Lud. Now, Vaadlug is not going on a Kli Sholem. Vaadlug is going on the second case. The second case is speaking about the Kakri Semidev Nesem, and this is a Sheva from a larger Keli. So, Vaadlug, till Alug, the Sheer Kabbal of the Shevas, Kadei Sichas Kot. Vaadlug Diktoni, Leimotzi koi ahein. This is not going on hein. Because we just said the minimum shear of hein is kadeisi has cotton. So it's not going ahein. Ela shvorim koi. It's going on shvorim. It's going on shvorim. So since the Mishnah is speaking about two cases, when it's mekabel tumen, aklicheres mitchilosoi. So there we said, well, the minimum shear kabola is kadeisi has cotton. That's case number one. We're also speaking about a shever keli. So he said the minimum shir kabbalah in order for it to be mekabel tumah is kadeisich as cotton. But then the Mishnah says va'adlug. Now va'adlug is not going on the shever. It's going on what the keli was before it got broken off. So va'adlug is going sich as cotton. It says here kadeisich as cotton va'adlug. So kadeisich as cotton is the shir for hatakin shebekliheres, and it's also the shear from a shever of a klicheres. Va'adlug is going on the klicheres before it was nishba. Azay daf malar nimshat. Ela ashvorim koi. Fine. Zektaisves omnam loimotzino bishum mokim de beinin shear le klicheres mitchilos. Taisvis says, now this is speaking about the Bekiyas of the Bale Taisvis. Taisvis says, I did not find any place in Shas that a Klicheres is a shear, how much it has to be Mekabel. I never saw such a thing. And this Mishnah for Goyres Haim, so it seems there's now a shear that the minimum shear Kabbalah of a Klicheres has to have a Toich, so there's a minimum shear. It has to be capable of being mekabel kadeisi chaskot. I don't find such a thing. V'hodis nan b'meseches mikvois. Oh, I did find. Achoyteit b'tziner lekabel tzroiris. There it's speaking about, you have a tziner, you have a gutter. And I make, so a gutter is not a keli. A gutter will not make mayim shuvim, because it's not a keli. A gutter is open. The water runs through from one side to the other side. It doesn't have a base kibble. Fine. So a gutter doesn't have a teres keli. What if a person was choited in the gutter, he made a indentation, and the purpose of this indentation is that when the water runs, and there's tzroiris in the water, there's pebbles in the water, so the pebbles will not continue with the flow of the water. The pebbles will go into this base kibble. So now I made a base kibble out of the tziner. I made a base kibble out of the tziner. So now if water runs through this tziner, so now it should become mayim shuvin. Oh, so it says like this. Achoyteit betziner lekabel tzoyres. A person was chaytet, he made an indentation in a tzivna lekabel tzoyres. So it says, bishel eitz, if this tzina, if this gutter is made out of wood, b'chol shu. So there's no shear. You have a mashahu of a chatite in the eitz, that's called a beis kibble, and it makes mayim shuvim. Bishel cheres b'reviye. But if the tziner is a tziner shel cheres, then it only has a shame keli if it's mekabel a revius. So now, so it seems from this Mishnah that a kli cheres doesn't have a shame keli till it's mekabel a revius. Taisus didn't find any place bechlal a kli cheres needs a shear, and by us it says kadei sichas cotton. So now it's very tumbledick. So Taisa says, I know dafke lekabel tzoyres. Because over there, pshat is, the whole intent is to hold back tzoyres. If you, in a klicheres, if you have less than this, so it can't be mekabel anything. I think the chazenish is mavaya by a kli eight, hopefully you make a smaller indentation, but the water that goes through the kliates will eventually make the hole larger. So Memele, so I feel a small indentation Dachshme has, it's already a potential base kibble. A Klicheres is not like that. A Klicheres, whatever you make it, that is what's going to be. So Bekitzo, so here Taisva says that that could be this Amyuchadikadin in Tzchoyres, that if it's less than a Revius, it doesn't have any Shimish whatsoever. So it could be a Besunderdin in Tzchoyres. Number one. And number two, Vahosam Nami Poli Rabbi Yosi. And that Mishnah Rabbi Yosi says, Vahomap Shal Cheres Pachol Shuhu, Vloy Omru Revius, Vloy Omru Revius Ela Beshivre Cheres. Bekitza, we have a Rabbi Yosi that says by a Kli Sholem, also the Shir is Bekol Shuhu. Number one. Ubeseida ha-mishna le-garsin en hain b'meseches keilim b'perik sheini. Now, Arv Gemara brought down a lotion of hain. Ubeseida mishna le-garsin en hain b'meseches keilim b'perik sheini al-garsin en hosom hadakim shebekli cheres v'kalkar oiseyim. But even without the hain, mishtame k'may hain given the gores v'kalkar oiseyim. So l'chayre the lashon of Taisvis is like, Chere would seem like Taisvis is unclear. That means, if you're Geiris Hain, if you're not Geiris Hain, it would seem that there is a minimum shear of a Klicheres mitchilosoi. Taisvis says, I don't find such a thing in whole Shas. And by Mikvah I do find, Rabbi Yosi says also Kol Shehu. And Rabbi Yudik and the Tanakama could be a different reason, because for Kabbalah Tzroiris you need a minimum share. So Lechere Taisvis is not too clear. Let us just start the next Taisvis. Shi'uran b'chdei sichas kotn v'adlu. That we're talking about a sheva keli. So till aluk, if the Sheva Keli is Mekabal Kedei Sichas Kotten, so it's Mekabal Tum. Avalim Hoyot Chiloson Yoisem Iluk. What if the Keli, before it was Nishba, was larger than the Luk? Vainon Shir Godol Lishvorim. Then we need a larger Shir Lishvorim. Yoisem Echdei Sichas Kotten. Period. I mean, and that's what it says further. Miluk Vatso. Period. Now Taisa says more, Vafilu Yichtoi. What happens? He had a big keli, he had a keli that's a saw, and a small piece broke off, and he was in its mekabel kedei siches cotton, and he's miyached it, I need this for kedei siches cotton. So Taisa says that won't help. Vafilu Yichtoi, botla daite, eitzel kolodom. Ve'ein yichud yichud dein derech liyached shvorim haboim mikli godel l'tzayrach sichas kot. That means, if you had a small keli, so then b'chlal the shimush was a small amount. So then you can say the shever I'll also use for a small amount. But if you had a larger keli, it's not oimet to be miyached the shvorim for a small amount, and then it's bottle daita eitzel kalod. V'chein nire. Now Taisus says, not this, the whole Taisus is going to be mefalpal in this inyan. We, the al yedei yichud mayri hochem. We are speaking about that what we said, that a shever, if it's mekabel siches kotno, if it's mekabel a revius lug or a chatzi lug, all these halachas are speaking about if he was miyachedit for that shimush. The hayich yekablu shvorim tume im loy al yedei yichud. How could he be mekabel tume? Because it's roi, so it's mekabel tume. You need yichud for it, that I want to use it for the shimush. Ha'amrinin b'saif ha'matznia. We learned in saif ha'matznia, dikli cheresh shenikev kemaitzi zayis. A kli cheresh is usually oimet tahol zaysim. it got a hole in it, it's kemaitzi zayis, that now if you put in zaysim, the zaysim will fall out. Toyer milikabu boy zaysim. It's toyer. Vadayin keilihu likabu boy rimoinim. So what is pshat? It's double talk. It's toyer, because it can't be mekabu zaysim. But it's a keili, since it can't be mekabu rimoinim. Vishom perish bekuntres kloimar. Toyer hu milikabu tuma oit. It's toy, period. Mishum stam klicheres, shiurei bezeisim, stam klicheres, is oime to be mekabel zeisim. Vigami moisa olov tumenita, if it was tummy already, it'll become toy. Vadaim klihu lekabel boy rimoinim, shim yichtoi shuv le rimoinim, mekabel tumen mikano lahabom. Oy mitchila yenitl rimoinim le nitra. Alme ba'inon yichud. So Taisva says a ray from a Rashi Masechta Shabbos that not what a keli has another shimush that does not give it a shame keli. You need the yichud of the bailam to be miyached it. I'm going to use it for that shimush. Then it has a teiris keli. So we have to say all the halachas that it says by the shivrei keli by us. That till a lug in the shiras kadei sichas cotton, that means he was miyachid it to hold a sichas cotton. And if it's more than a lug, so then his yichud doesn't help. And that is pshat na gemorah.